Well, all the hard work's been done now, mate. You know, he's worked tremendously hard all the way through training camp. So right now, we just, you know, it's just all about holding him and ticking things over now. So I'm off to Liverpool later on tonight. We're doing night sessions now where we'll train at about 10:30 at night because he'll be fighting around that sort of time. So we'll go up and we'll just do a bit of pads. Tomorrow we've got a public workout at 1:00. It's just going to be going through motions, really. It's more like a photo opportunity for fans and for the media. And then again, we'll train again at 10:30 tomorrow night. And then I give him Wednesday and Thursday off, and we do a little shake-off on Friday after the weigh-in, and that's it. And then it's fight time.
What have the last few weeks been like? There's just been so much anticipation for this bout, hasn't there?
Oh, it's been, you know, it's been massive. I mean, I've been involved in big fights before, but this one, you know, everybody's stopping me. People that aren't boxing fans are stopping me. You know, it's very much similar. I think the only one where I've had where it's been bigger is when I was involved with Hey Klitschko, and just about absolutely every person in the world were stopping me and talking to me about the fight. But this one's been, other than that, it's definitely the biggest fight I've been involved in as far as just general public, non-boxing public speaking to me about the event. So it's, you know, it's been a great build-up. It's been an exciting build-up, to be honest, and it's been great to be involved in. But, you know, when it comes down to the gym side of things, it's just, as far as we're concerned, it's just another fight. You know, we can't get embroiled into all the hype and promotion and stuff, you know, like that for a fight. It's just a case of another fight. You know, Tony's got a job to do, and I've got a job to do with Tony, and that's how it's been in the gym. You know, it's been very, very focused, and we've just been getting on with what we need to do.
When you look back over the years, does this bout, you know, the anticipation, the keenness to see it, the rivalry between the two fighters, does it compare to any of the great domestic fights of the past, do you think?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah, because it's, you know, it's a rivalry that's been for over 3 years. Yeah, you know, people, you know, it's not just a newborn rivalry. So, like, you know, like Fox Groves was a newborn rivalry. You know, that wasn't a grudge match until Groves started getting under Fox's skin in the build-up. You know, this has been going on for 3 years. Before the first fight, they hated each other and you know, they went off at each other. And then after that, you know, it's been going on for 3 years. So this is 100% genuine, and it's a long-term thing. So there's a massive, massive score to settle. You know, it's like when Ben and Eubank fought. They hated each other. Yeah, I'm not comparing it in stature. I'm just saying that, you know, as far as grudge is concerned, it's similar along the lines of that one. They hated each other first one, and when it came to a rematch, there was the exact same sentiments between them for the second one. You know, there's no friendliness about it. You know, and this is like that. It's very, very intense. I mean, when they've been in the same room together, the tension, everybody's been able to feel it. I mean, when we filmed ringside and we filmed the gloves are off stuff, oh, you know, it was where everybody. It was from the cameraman to the fans that were in the setup as well. Everybody felt it. You know, it's genuine, and it's pure hatred from the fighters.
What's Tony really like when you get him away from talking about Nathan Cleverley? Because we've all seen his personality come through, haven't we, when he talks about Cleverley and this bout in particular. Yeah. But when he's on, you know, when he's just sat at home or when he's just chatting to you, Dave, what is he really like?
Listen, away from fight situations and away from Nathan Cleverley, he's one of the nicest kids you'll ever meet. He is so respectful. He's got time for everybody. You know, and he doesn't matter what he's doing. If a fan comes up to him and asks him for a photo or whatever, you know, he's straight on it. Yeah, not a problem, mate. You know, he's great to be around. And people don't understand that. They think what they see on telly, you know, during the build-up fight when he's in the you know, the mindset of a fighter, they think that's him. Some fighters are flash and arrogant when it comes to fights. It doesn't mean that they're flash and arrogant outside of the ring, and you've come across that yourself when, you know, especially on the Sheffield scene. A lot of people think that, you know, because a lot of fighters from, you know, from Brendan's gym, people think that, oh, because they're flash and arrogant in the ring, you know, is that how they are when you see him knocking about? And then when they bump into him, they're like, oh, I saw so-and-so in my door. Oh, what a nice kid. You know, in the shops. Well, it's the same thing with Tony. Now, he's not flash and and arrogant and in that sort of way. He's just very, very aggressive when it comes to boxing. He's the type of boxer that wants to go in there and knock you out, not put on a show and embarrass you and look silky smooth. He wants to knock you out. So his mentality is very aggressive and very forceful when it comes to a fight. So when you take him out of that fight situation, he's just like your flash boxer that isn't flash in real life. He's just a normal kid, you know, and it's just there. It's just the way that they prepare for fights, their personality that comes out of in a fight in a boxing environment.
Knowing how much he's wanted this fight for a long time, I'm guessing he's given everything to the training. How does he look?
Fantastic, mate. And listen, trainers always say this, and I've said this a few times this week. Trainers always say, oh, training camp's gone great, this, he's looking best ever, look, blah, blah. They do. But I'm not making it up. I have been so happy with all the training, with all the sparring. No, I tell you, like, for a round and a half of sparring where he switched off once a few weeks back, that was where I could point out to him, so listen, if you fight like that, Clever's going to beat you. That's a round and a half out of all the sparring. Everything else I've been 100% happy with. He's been bang on. His power's been there. And there's a few things that he's gonna surprise Cleverly with. Everyone thinks it's just all about speed versus power, Cleverly versus Bellew. That's what it's about. There's a few different elements in this game, mate. And all Tony's got to do is to go out there and do what we worked on. And there's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be impressive, and it's gonna be a great fight. Don't get me wrong, we're not anticipating an easy fight. We're training for a hard fight. Trade for, you know, if it goes 12 rounds, it trains 12 rounds. That's not a problem. But if he lands clean in the first round, he'll take him out in the first round. If he lands clean in the last round, it'll take him out in the last round. The thing is, Tony carries power up where to a cruiserweight. So, you know, the way that training has gone, I can honestly say that when weeks go by and when you usually come up to a big fight, you know, you see, oh, it's 6 weeks. Oh, God, it's five. Oh, it's only 4 weeks. And you start thinking, wow, it's next week. If you're chasing things, you're chasing somebody's weight or, you know, they're not quite looking great in sparring. You need, oh, I wish I had a bit more time for this, a bit more time for that. I've not been like this for this camp. Each week that's gone by, I've kind of been excited. Oh, it's another week gone. You know, and now we're only a few days away. I'm not chasing anything. I'm happy. You know, as a trainer, I'm really happy.
In a funny way, because they are so keen to meet each other and to have this fight, they must be showing a certain element of respect for each other as well, because I'm guessing that both fighters will have prepared like crazy for this.
There's got to be a bit of respect, but that's just for being a fighter. You know, there's no respect as far as a man, as far as liking somebody or anything like that, and even. As far as Tony's concerned, he Cleverly's been a world champion, but if you look at the resumes of both fighters, you can't tell me that Cleverly's fought better men than Tony has. And, you know, Cleverly's standout win is probably Tony Bellew, you know? And that was him as a 16-fight novice. Now, at the end of the day, whether there's respect or not, and whether he wants to give credit or not, when it comes to the fight, we prepare for the best fighter that's going to be in that ring, that's ever been in that ring against Tony Bellew. So, you know, the respect is there in that sense. And as far as I'm concerned, as a trainer, I've got 100% respect for Cleverly. You know, I see him as a cruiserweight. I'm going to give him the credit and say he's going to be a much bigger puncher at cruiserweight than he was at light heavyweight. He's going to be stronger. He's still going to be as fit. You know, he's still going to have his engine. I'm preparing for the best Nathan Clever that can be. Because if I say, oh, you know, I don't rate him, is this or is that or blah, blah, then, you know, I'm not doing my job as a trainer trying to prepare Tony for the best fighter he can, you know, he can be facing.